His mother gave him away as a child, and he grew up in the shadow of a dysfunctional family. This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec doesn't sound like the start of something special, but this was the humble beginning of one of the great Bible characters.
John, we like to encourage and equip listeners to share their faith with confidence, but sometimes people feel they're not up to the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Samuel's one of my favorite characters in the Bible. He was given away as a child. He grew up in the shadow of a dysfunctional family. Yet his story reminds us that God loves to do extraordinary things through the lives of ordinary people.
So if someone thinks their background or maybe their circumstances rule them out of making an impact for Jesus Christ, Samuel kind of has something to say.
Samuel's mother, Hannah, had been unable to bear children, so his father, Elkanah, took a second wife, Peninnah.
Okay, this never has a happy ending.
It's surprising many people don't see this coming. But Peninnah did have children, and she started making Hannah's life a misery. Hannah cried out to God, promising that if God gave it a son, she would dedicate his life to the Lord. Well, God answered her prayer. Samuel was born and Hannah was as good as her word. When he was still a small boy, she handed him over to Eli the priest and Samuel served at the tabernacle. Yet it seemed like this was out of the frying pan and into the fire. Eli the priest had two older sons. The Bible described them as wicked men. In fact, God was about to bring great judgment upon them and upon the nation of Israel. But God used Samuel to stand up and speak the truth. He became the judge and spiritual leader of the nation, and his life is a great reminder. When it comes to sharing ultimate truth, God loves using ordinary people.
Boy, that's an encouraging word. Thank you, Alec. Alec McClellan of reasonwhy.org. Do check out the website. Lots of resources there. Again, it's reasonwhy.org.